Well, if the Bullyip races for camels really are the Melbourne Cup of camel racing, then my next guest might just be Bart Cummings and Glenn Boss all in one. Glenda Sutton has been a camel trainer and jockey for more than two decades now and is considered to have an unrivaled passion for the sport. This week, she's brought six camels to Western Queensland for the big event. You might get asked this a lot, but how did you find yourself involved in camel racing in the first place?
I learnt to race them in the United Arab Emirates. And I just found a passion for the animal. I learned how to ride them, and when I come home, I ended up with some wild ones out of the bush and learnt the hard way, but now I've sort of managed to understand them. They've become my life.
The hard way. Tell us what that looked like.
I thought they were horses. I was wrong. No, the mindset is so different to a horse. So you're sort of reading them in different ways, reading different body language. And the interest I have in them is sort of how I got through that. You just keep going and keep going. And I've got one here now. I got him 20 years ago, and he's racing for his 20th year, Outlaw Bobaloo here at Boolya.
How long can a camel live for?
35 or 40, depending on where it's living and how it's taken care of.
And typically, when's the prime of their racing career? How old are they?
Often around about 12-ish. I like to start them about 5 or 6. I've got a 4-year-old here now. He's already looking very good, but just got to be careful, you know, physically with his growth and mentally what he may be thinking. I don't want to push him too much at any time, but he actually set an Australian record last week at a race, 32.43.
Wow, okay.
Yes, that's exciting.
Jeez, do you call it a stable of camels, or what's it called?
I suppose you could. I don't know, we don't have any set things, I suppose, but no, they're sort of like my team, my little family of camels that I'm racing, the six this year.
Glenda, what's the main differences between training a camel and training a thoroughbred?
Camels are not the most forward-moving animal that you can get. They're more difficult because they think all the time. We do different styles of training. Like, you're not going to just jump on their back and do laps of a racetrack. You know, they're not going to go around in circles because, you know, they think that way that they could just go across would be easier.
Oh, so they're smart enough to know that kind of what you're making them do just seems a bit silly. Is that right?
You can work with them. You just build their fitness slowly. And it's nice to work with animals that enjoy running. But we motorbike train. I do a lot of riding the front camel with others tied behind and just trotting, that sort of thing. Sometimes we'll go on the back of a trailer and sit on them. Just little different ways of doing things for this particular animal. And I do find that when they love running, sometimes they can be hard to slow down. So when we're in the races, we don't have any steering control. So it's all about working with their mind and getting them to understand what we want.
You source wild camels from outback stations, break them in and then ride them in races around Australia. Do you think the general public has any true appreciation for how dangerous it can be to ride a camel?
No, it's hard for them. It's something I'm always trying to explain, but I understand the different walks of life. And look, what I do, I understand the risks, and I suppose you may have to be a little reckless to do this in some sense. I've survived it for 21 years. So, no, but that's something I really want to get across to people, is that the wild animal, what you're doing, you're catching the wild animal, but you replace his wild existence with a domestic existence that he actually enjoys. So it's that human touch, the bond you have close with the camel, that's a great thing between the animal and human.